The end of Atlantic salmon farming in Puget Sound has drawn one step closer. The Washington House of Representatives has voted to phase out farming of non-native fish. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The move comes 1 week after a similar vote by the state Senate. It also comes 6 months after a poorly maintained fish farm collapsed and let 250,000 Atlantic salmon escape into Puget Sound. Republican legislator David Taylor called the move an overreaction to a single accident.
You have an accident on farm. We don't try to eliminate that industry. But in this case, we are.
But Republican J.T. Wilcox said he would vote in favor of the phase-out, even if it meant some jobs would be lost. Wilcox said the risk to runs of native salmon was too great.
My sympathies are with the people that depend on these fish runs who are unwilling to take the risk, and I don't blame them. And also on the people that this vote is going to harm.
Wilcox called on Washingtonians to take all threats to native salmon more seriously. Canadian company Cook Aquaculture raises Atlantic salmon on three continents. It employs about 80 people in Washington. If the House and Senate can hash out the minor differences between their two bills, Governor Jay Inslee is expected to sign a ban on Atlantic salmon farms into law. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.